WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Oh, yeah. New York City, you've been hearing me tell you about this anniversary for a long time, and you've been hearing me tell you who's going to be there and everything. And, you know, a lot of people have been asking me about a young lady, and they say, listen, we love Evelyn Champagne King. When are you going to have her on your show? When are you going to have a call in, speak to us and everything? And I'm saying, well, you know, I bring her to the anniversary. That's not enough. And y'all say, no, no, no. You want to hear from her live in person and all that. So guess what? On the Love Line tonight is your girl. Call it in on the Love Zone. It's her, Miss Evelyn Champagne King. What's going on, baby?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, girl. How you been?
I'm good. I'm just getting ready to fix dinner and then go to the gym. And
go to the gym, huh?
I'm trying to get prepped up for your anniversary.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, first of all, right up front, I must tell you, thank you for being a part of my anniversary, especially the Big 3-0, baby.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Definitely.
And happy anniversary. I know it's going to be a great one.
Oh, yeah, especially with you because, you know, I've seen you perform, and some people are coming for the first time. They haven't seen you throughout their whole life, and they're excited. They've heard us hype you up. They heard us tell
them
that you can still drop it like it's hot, baby. And
yes, thank God.
I mean, you know, I'm going to ask you straight up because I'm amazed, Evelyn. I mean, I'm truly amazed at the form that you're in, the fitness. I mean, you get down, as Al Goodman used to say, get down Billy Brown.
Well, the main thing is I always kept my legs like Tina Turner, you know. I got to keep those. And without that, I'm telling you, it's holding the rest up.
Hey,
because
man.
I'm trying to get back in shape. You know, when you're out of work for a little bit and, you know, you're just being, being happy. When you're happy, ladies that are happy, that are married and happy, you know, sometimes we kind of lose track. But I'm healthy. That's a good thing.
When you're happy sometimes, you see. Say that again. What happens to you, ladies, sometimes when you're happy, you what?
When you're happy, you kind of lose track of what's going on physically.
Because
you're happy.
And you forget.
Because you're feeding your man, you got to feed yourself.
And you forget, yes. What got your man in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure you have one first. But yeah, I mean, I try to keep that going. I mean, I'm just trying to hang in there musically, just trying to just keep going on and doing what I do and trying to get back in studio as well.
Well,
you know, but in the meantime, when you're off a little bit, you know, you got to stay home. You got to get things grounded back to, you know, back to square one, which is home.
Amen.
You know, take care of things. And then, you know, and then I'm back there on the road.
Amen. Well, hey, you know, you've been pretty busy. I've been checking out the tour schedule, and that's a blessing right there that you are out there.
Yes,
still.
It is. So this is my only time off right now. I'm getting ready, geared up for you.
Thank you. I'm glad you're making it special for me, baby.
Well, you know, I'm coming back also to my roots, you know.
Bring it on
New
back
Jersey
home.
Area, New York, you know, I'm going back home.
She's coming back home, y'all, so you want to see him right down front, right, baby?
Yes.
That's right.
Right up front. I want the family there. I'm hoping to see my family. I got family in Jersey, New York. I just miss everybody, so I can't wait to see them.
Wow, that's going to be great. That's going to be great.
And Philly, my Philly people, you know.
Philly in the house. They coming. We got a bus coming from Philadelphia, and we got buses coming from New York, New Jersey, everywhere. So they're coming up to see the show, and it's going to be a great one, darling.
Yes, it is. Thanks to you.
And, hey, no, thanks to you guys because, I mean, you know what we like about when Voice Distributions and the Sesames Group put a show together? We make sure that the talent is still talent. You know, it's not over the hill. It's not washed out. It's not nothing.
That's
we bring
right.
the artists that
we
are going to be
that.
A talented show to entertain the guests that are paying to come see you guys. And I think that's
very
important.
Come on, you got Mars. Come on, you got Mars Day.
Mm-hmm.
You got Heat Waves.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you can't ask for more. And you got Harold Melvin's Blue Notes. Come on.
Isn't that a total package, baby?
That's a total package.
And with you right there.
And I work with a lot of them, too, all the time. So.
And when I see you guys out there, I mean, y'all get together, you get along great. I mean, you know, sometimes you have artists on the road, they don't get along with the other artists on the show. But when I see, and it's something about you, the aura you gives off, Evelyn, I meant to tell you this. It's like this glowing, loving effect that anybody that's around in your circle there, they're always smiling, they're always happy, and they're just grand to the band when they're around you, yeah?
Aww. Well, I try to stay that way. I mean, I was brought up, my mom and dad were always happy people. and, you know, fun loving. So, mm-hmm. you know, and in our family, we just, they just made sure that you stay true to yourself, you know, stay yourself.
Right.
I don't have to be anybody else while I'm out there on that road or when I first started. So I'm just still Evelyn.
Still Evelyn.
You know, I'm still the Evelyn Champagne King that everybody knew when I started. And the main thing is, you just don't mess with my, you don't mess with my money, my husband, my family. I'm straight.
Yeah. Throw your MC in there, too. Can you get your MC in there?
Yes, don't mess with my MC. Don't mess with Mari.
Oh, man. Thank you, baby. You know, I love bringing you on because we was with you down in Atlantic City the last time with the National R&B Music Society. And we had a great time. And like I told you, the last picture that we took is up in the office now. And everybody come in and say, look at y'all. Look at that smile. I'm saying, aww. It's all about her. She brings that out of you.
We was even taking pictures in a Winnebago. So I know. Yeah,
we got
you. Well, hey. I was sweating, but I was there.
But you was doing it, and you still went out there, and you did the thing. You dropped it. You went over. You was on the bongos. You know, you had Freddie on the guitar. I mean, and then y'all were just demonstrating the love that's between you two. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
I think it's good when you have someone, you know, by your side through thick and thin of everything in this business. And mm-hmm. it's very tough to see because you don't see it anymore.
Right.
You know, you don't really see them sticking together. I hear more divorces than I do anything else.
Tell me about
and,
it.
And, you know, or people just, you know, fighting over money or wanting to get rid of each other and, you know, putting each other in refrigerators and stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sick of hearing that.
That's crazy.
I don't want to hear that. I'm the test of time, and I'm very proud to know that I have a husband that supports me. I support him. We just do what we do musically, and we do it together.
And
even
you do
though
it well.
I'm Evelyn Champagne King, he's Freddie Fox in his own right. So.
You do it well, baby. You do it well. And hey,
thank
for
you.
Those of you that tuned in late and don't know, hey, I'm sure you could tell by now, but you got my girl on the love line right here. It's Miss Evelyn Champagne King, and she's getting ready to come to the Poconos to the Fernwood Resort up in Bushkill on November the 10th. And she's going to be performing there along with a lot of her friends, a lot of her colleagues in the industry. Morris Day and the Time, going to do the bird. Have you ever did the bird with Morris?
No.
No, you know, we was
no,
with him.
No, I know he does that better. See, he can't drop it like me.
No, he can't
do
that.
But he got the bird better than me.
You know, it's amazing because Morris is in such great shape. And, I mean, he looked like he hasn't aged at all. I mean,
I know.
He does that dance and the bird. And, I mean, he does it just flawless, like. And then,
and he still looks in the mirror. So, hey, maybe as long as all those times he looked in the mirror, maybe it just said, mirror, mirror on the wall, you're going to keep your cool forever.
Hey,
that's exactly
that.
What he's doing.
He's so cool. He don't even sweat. He says he condensates. He don't sweat.
That's a good one. I got to remember that.
Well, Evelyn, tell me, what are you going to perform when you come up? What are they going to be looking forward to hearing? Are they going to hear all new stuff, or are we going to take them down memory lane? Talk to me.
No, we're taking them down memory lane. We're just going to do our hits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, next time I need to come with my band. You need to make sure I have my band next time.
Okay.
But, you know, we got to work on that. But, you know, then they could hear a lot more.
Okay.
But, you know, we're going to take them down memory lane. I might have my husband get up there and do one song with me, you know, that they love so much I can't tell them. You know, I mean, I want to make sure that they're getting what they want. And that's real singing. Music, real songs.
Amen to that. And that's what you're going to get when Evelyn Champagne King hits the stage. She's going to take you back doing all the classics. Shame,
yes.
Love Come Down.
I don't know.
I'm in love. I mean, you're one of the artists that I do like to sit down and watch. I'm going to tell you that.
Thank you.
Sometimes, you know, I see artists and I've seen their show and I'm like, all right, I've seen the show. But when you're in town, I can sit out there and watch you every time because you're so electrifying. And I watch the fans, and their eyes are glowing, and they're just amazed, Evelyn. I mean, you just blow their mind with your show.
Aw, well, that's good to know, and I want to keep doing it.
So, hey, guys.
And it's because of them I do it. So I want to thank all my fans out there for your love, respect, and always respecting and listening to my music all these years. It's been a long time, you know. If you haven't heard something from me again, you know, which I got to work on, which I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to get to that. While I got some time, I'm trying to get some little things in.
Any chance I can get a ballad out the album?
Oh, I'm going to make sure that's happening.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about in the love song. Because you know,
I got to sing a love song.
If you do a ballad, it's over.
It's going
to
happen.
It's over. I'm taking it to number one. You know that.
appreciate
Without
that.
A doubt. And I want you to know that your fans really do appreciate you, and they appreciate the talent and the type of show that you bring, and it makes sure that they get their money's worth. So, hey, everyone, mark your calendar. November the 10th, you heard it straight from her mouth. She's on her way. She's working out. She's getting in shape. She's doing it all. I don't know what you're doing all that working out for, because I ain't ashamed to say it. I'm going to tell in front of Freddie, you fine, girl.
Well, thank you.
You're fine.
I mean,
you got it going on. So.
The women got problems. You know, we got problems. We don't share too much with everybody.
Okay,
but
okay.
We know how to tuck it in, and the thing is to try and keep it off. And that's
oh,
the hard
my,
part.
My,
but
my.
I'm very proud that I am still doing my main thing. The main thing they want us is to sing and perform for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anybody got something to say, hey, you know, of course, we put on a couple pounds. I'm no longer 15.
Hello.
You know.
Hello.
I put on a couple pounds, but hey, at least I know how to use those pounds.
And you use it well.
I try to.
All over the stage. I mean, you entertain the crowd on the left, the crowd on the right, the crowd in the middle, the crowd behind the speakers. I watch you. You just go everywhere. And, I mean, you just give them a show. And
I cannot stay still on the stage.
I hear you, girl. It's
like I'm in a candy store and I'm grabbing at everyone, just saying hello, and I love you.
That's Evelyn Champagne King, y'all. She's talking about her upcoming appearance on my 30th radio anniversary. And we had you on a previous anniversary, so you already know how the fans are looking forward. And one thing we appreciate with artists that come to the anniversary, Evelyn, including you,
yes.
is that you guys mingle at the parties, at the celebrity meet and greet. I mean, the fans yes. get to get pictures with y'all. Unlike a lot of concerts where sometimes you're just on stage, they're 300 seats away from you, can't get to you, but you guys come in there and you mingle at the meet and greet. You're there for the breakfast and stuff. I mean, come on, people got
yes,
pictures
are.
Eating breakfast with you. So, I mean, that's so cool. And we wanted to say thank you on behalf of Lincoln Sessoms and the Sessoms Group, and of course on my behalf of Voice Distributions for coming on board for this 30th anniversary at the 6th Annual Northern Classic R&B Weekend, baby. It's going to be off the hook, girl.
Yes, it is. We thank you so much. And can I say one more thing?
Sure you can, baby. Sure.
I want to make sure that everybody gets out to vote.
Amen.
It is very important to vote. Those of you that just registered or didn't register, go out, because it's very important. This is our family's future. This is all of our future. And the main thing is, we just have to vote. If you want to be heard, you have to vote.
You have to vote.
If you want your voices heard on what you got, you know, you got something to say, you can't say anything if you don't vote. You have no voice.
Have no
voice. You have
voice
a choice and vote. A voice. It would be a shame if you did not vote.
Use that choice you got, y'all. You heard her.
That's
she
right.
She said it. All right, baby. Thanks for calling in, and we look forward
Thank
to seeing you.
You.
Mark the calendar, y'all. It's November 9th, 10th, and 11th. She's performing on the 10th, and it's going to be off the hook. You can reserve your seats at MauriceWatch.com, TheSessomsGroup.com, or Ticketmaster.com. Anyway, we got it for you. Really, real quick, Evelyn, one thing I noticed with you, you communicate with your fans on stage, off stage, and on Facebook. And that is a heck of a compliment, girl.
I have to. I try and jump in there as much as I can just to say happy birthday to them if their birthdays are there. Or, you know, just to say hi or hello, where you been.
Mm-hmm.
Or let them know what's going on with me. But I try to make sure I stay focused, you know, on letting them know that I'm still there. I'm not going anywhere.
That's
and
right.
I'm trying to just make sure that everybody see, knows out there in my family that I love them dearly. I miss them so much. Can't wait to see you. So, you know, I'm going to be surprising some of them. They don't even know.
Uh-oh. Well, make sure you call me.
Once they heard that part, now they're going to be thinking, what is she doing? They'll be surprised.
Well, make sure you call me during the week and let me know, if, you know, what family members are coming and stuff, you know? So we
you
make sure
it.
That
I
we
sure will.
Make sure that they're taken care of and welcome in.
I'll hit you up on Facebook, Mari.
Please
you know
do. Check her out on Facebook, y'all. It's up under her name, Evelyn Champagne King, baby. She ain't hiding from you, baby. She want to talk
no,
to
I'm
you.
Not.
November 10th. I'll see you there, girl.
See you there.
Thanks
have
for calling,
one.
Baby.
Happy Halloween to everyone.
Woo!
Oh, no.